Remove your shoes, for you are on holy ground.
Very slowly I approached the bush, still not understanding. But I knew one thing. I had no intention of going barefoot. I'm not removing anything. The ground is hot. It's been baking under the sun. I'll burn my feet.
You disobey me.
I don't want to burn my feet, okay? Do you have a problem with that? Do you want me to be in pain? What sort of sadistic bastard are you? For that matter, where are you hiding? Behind the bush?
I am the bush.
You're a talking bush. That makes no sense at all. What kind of bush talks? Your vegetation. Seriously, where are you really?
Oh, I am the Lord, your God.
You're my what now?
The Lord, your God.
I digested that for a moment. I was quite sure by this point that this was a magic weaver of some manner who was indulging in a strange elaborate prank. But I decided to play along. The Lord, my God.
Yes.
To be truthful, I really don't have much truck with gods. They've never answered my prayers in all my years. Honestly, they seem to exist mainly to torment the poor mortals who walk the world. So if you're looking for me to worship you or something, then I'm afraid you have a problem.
This is not going the way that I had anticipated.
I don't see how that's my problem. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm just going to fill up my pouch with water and be on my way. So this has been really entertaining, but I'm going to... At that moment, a lightning bolt struck the ground 3 feet away from me with such force that the sand was instantly transformed into smoking glass. Or we could continue to converse.
You have committed a grave offense this day, apropos.
That startled me because I knew I had not introduced myself. It wasn't my custom to give my name to inanimate objects.
It is my desire to free the shoes of their bondage in Rojipt. I had someone planned to be their liberator, to speak on my behalf, and to go to the Rama and demand that he let my people go.
Okay. So?
So, he died in your presence today.
The baby? He was supposed to be their savior?
Yes. The princess would have found him, raised him. He would have been part of the Rama's court. He would have learned, grown, and become the leader that is required to free the shoes. And now, that will never happen.